NBC News, I'm Hoya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump says he'll meet with Budget Director Russ Vogt to discuss spending cuts. Trump says they'll determine which of what he calls Democrat agencies to cut during the government shutdown. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more on the continuing standoff.
From House Speaker Mike Johnson to top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate.
Republicans have shown zero interest in even having a conversation.
Johnson says Democrats have dug their own hole.
Because they have decided to vote to shut the government down, they have now effectively turned off the legislative branch,
allowing President Trump and his budget chief to work on cuts to federal agencies and threaten mass firings. The president writes he can't believe Democrats have given him this unprecedented opportunity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv that hundreds of Israeli police were deployed to the southern part of Ashdod to process some 450 international activists detained by Israeli naval forces in the Mediterranean Sea.
Israel said that it has taken them to Israeli territory, that everyone is safe, and that they will be deported. There has been about 40 boats sailing towards Gaza for weeks now with hundreds of activists on it. They say that they want to break the naval siege on Gaza and that they are bringing a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid to Palestinians there who have been suffering from 2 years of war. All of this took place on Israel's holiest day of the year, the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, where much of the country was shut down. It's unclear how long it will take to deport people.
An assailant drove a car into people outside a synagogue yesterday in northern England. They stabbed two of them to death in what police called a terrorist attack on the holiest day of the Jewish year. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a ruling in a high-profile asylum case.
An immigration judge denied Kilmar Abrego Garcia's bid for asylum. Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to his native country, El Salvador, in March by the Trump administration and was held in a notorious prison. The administration returned Abrego Garcia to the U.S. in June, only to immediately charge him with human smuggling. Abrego Garcia's request to reopen his asylum case is a calculated risk. If approved, he could get a green card and a path to citizenship. If he loses, an immigration judge could remove his protection from being returned to El Salvador. The administration has repeatedly referred to Abrego Garcia as a gang member, despite the fact he has not been convicted of any crimes. His attorneys denounced the criminal charges and the deportation efforts, saying they are an attempt to punish him for standing up to the administration. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Hayap Anjwani, AP News.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information. With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.